To feel the cross. Tubbing, yeah. Should be white, right, yeah.
It's white.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the coffee was
there. Yeah. Well, I can't get over these floors. Are so nice.
Oh, my God.
There's some nice floors, but they're going to get clean, though.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, they're nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise, praise God, praise God, evangelist. Come on in and allow the Lord to use you. My phone, I'm in a difficult place where the signal is going in and out, so I just lost signal. So come on in and
okay.
Allow the Holy Spirit to use you. Take your time and do what thus says the Lord. Don't worry about me. Just do what you got to do, okay? God bless
Amen.
You. I know
Amen.
It's going to be good, so go ahead. I'm going to go on mute.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We do thank our Heavenly Father for each and every one this morning. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving honor to you, Apostle David Callender, the overseer of God's Resurrection Power Church in Christ, to your wife, Lady Nancy Callender, to all our family and friends who are here, who are connected with us here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, who are connected with the God's Resurrection Power Church in Christ, the other apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, leaders, not to leave anyone out, lay workers. We just thank God for each and every one of us, deacons and deaconess. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we've been here for years now, and we still give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We don't take it lightly. We don't stoop in a bow. We're not compromising your word. But we're standing on your word, God. We're standing on your promise, a sure foundation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you continue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow your spirit, your Holy Spirit, to be with us. Lead, God, and protect us throughout our lives, throughout our days, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, covering our children. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, Jesus. We say thank you right now in this season, in this hour, not to just give you thanks right now for the season, but for every day, for the many years of our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the generations before us, and we thank you for the generations to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we saturate the atmosphere, releasing your power, your love, and your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus to cover our families, cover our generations, covering our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. For we know there's nothing too hard for you. And we say thank you right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we know that your word should not return void. Speak through me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this word. I thank you. I thank you for this word, Father. For it begins within me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allowing the ears to hear that are listening this morning, and for those that come far and near who will hear years from now, for it won't be a mistake, it won't be a mishap or by chance, but it'll be by your authority and your assignment that they are hearing the word, God. Thank you for lives being changed through God's Resurrection Power Church in Christ. Thank you for allowing others to be used by you to lift up your name, Father, in this service. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and we thank you for salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. For the Lord our God is almighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. Yes, the Lord our God, he is wonderful. For the Lord our God is almighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. Yes, the Lord our God is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Glory and honor and power belong to our God. For we know that he is King of kings, he is Lord of lords, and he is wonderful. Salvation and glory. He's omnipotent. He's ever present. He's everywhere. There's nowhere that he is not. And this morning, I thank God for this message. I thank God for the word. This morning, Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit this morning, establishing relationships and building foundations, establishing relationships and building foundations. And by the Spirit of the Lord, that word of the Lord that came to me as I was driving, establishing relationships, oftentimes we like to dive right into things, and it's the human nature of us. We feel like because someone is friendly that we are building and establishing relationships, but it takes something to build a relationship. And as I was looking at that, establishing relationship with the Father in heaven, His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, before we can even begin to build a foundation. You see, a foundation has to be laid before you can build on it. If you begin to build the walls of the house, for example, thank you, Holy Spirit. If you begin to build the walls of a house before you lay the foundation, it has nothing solid to stand upon. So we must first lay a foundation before we can begin to build and establish relationships. I was reminded of Bible school. When I was a little girl in Bible school, they used to have the arts and crafts class. Once you finished your biblical training, you would go to the arts and crafts class. And you would go outside for recess. And while you were outside for recess, you could do your arts and crafts. And in the arts and crafts, I often like to use to play with the popsicle sticks. And with the popsicle sticks, you can color them and do all kinds of little things, break them and make all kinds of little things. But my thing was, I love to try to build a house. And you would lay the sticks down flat. You would lay them, or we would lay them on a board or on some paper or cardboard. And when you lay them down, you take the glue and you put them next to one another. You glue them together. So we're formulating a wall. And when you glue them together, you take the sticks and you build another wall. Then you take the sticks and you build another wall. Because there's four sections. So once you got all these walls built, then you want to put on a top. But before you could stand it up, you had to have a foundation laid. So you would glue your wall to the foundation so it could stand up. And at the end of Bible school, they would showcase your talents to everyone that came on the last night when they had this program for the children. And when you were building whatever arts and crafts you chose, you did it with passion. You did it with love and kindness because you wanted to display your best. Thank you, God. This is how we are with God. In order for us to establish relationships, we just can't have a facade on the outside. But we also have to have some integrity and begin to build what comes from within on the inside. It's one thing to have an exterior glowing, but what do you look like on the inside? If you'll go with me to 1 Corinthians, let me get my scripture for you. If you'll go with me to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter says, And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet able. For ye are yet carnal, meaning that we are still in the flesh. And when we are trying to establish relationships and build sure foundations, oftentimes we allow flesh to take over. But here in the scripture tells us in verse 3, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and ye not carnal and walk as men. For while one say I am Paul and another I am Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And when establishing foundation, there has to be some unity. There has to be some oneness. You see, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, when I was telling you all about the little popsicle stick, they had to be interchangeable, and that glue kept it together. But the Word of God, which changes us in our spirit, it changes us in our heart, which changes our lives, which changes our mind and the way we think and the way we perceive things. He says, I have planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. There can be nothing done without the Father. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Watch this. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. You see this? The oneness. We cannot establish a relationship and build foundations without oneness. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Yes, there is oneness in earth. And yes, we have to be accountable for our own actions. But in that, there must be oneness established in order to form a solid relationship on a sure foundation. So it says, now he that planted and he that watered are one. Verse 8, 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Watch this. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Watch what to implant and how we empower ourselves with the things that we try to build upon, allowing the adversary to bring it in everything into our spirit. And as I was reading that, Holy Spirit said, it's a thing and a work in progress to establish relationships and build a foundation. But it's another to maintain and remain established and strong. When that sentence came into my spirit, I was shown companies and corporations that are still in business over 100 years plus. Even some churches celebrate anniversaries, 100 years plus. And even though they went through rough times, they went through challenges, and some experienced bankruptcy, which means they were given a new start. But the Holy Spirit said, at the cross where we received a new beginning. It was at the cross where we received a sure foundation. When Jesus was laid, where they laid him, when they took him down from the cross, and they laid him in a borrowed tomb for 3 days and for three nights. And here it says in verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. As a wise master building, I have laid the foundation. He laid it. He went to Calvary. And when he went to Calvary, it was love that allowed him to go to Calvary. It was love that kept him on that cross. And it was love that allowed him to go down into the grave. He said, according to the grace of God. Verse 10, 1 Corinthians 3, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Got to be mindful of how you build on that foundation. Don't try to take something evil and put on a holy, sure foundation. But other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is, can nobody take the place of Jesus Christ. When they laid him in that borrowed tomb, he didn't stay there. He got up, but he laid down. That foundation is sure. It says, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, watch out, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, if you're trying to build something on this foundation that is not right, this temple, this building that belongs to God, he said, when the fire cometh, huh, we're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. And when we tried and tested, we're going to be found out if we are true. How many of us have gone through storms? How many of us have gone through trials? How many of us have gone through tribulations, but we're still here? I mean, how many have folded? The three Hebrew boys, they said, we shall not stoop, we shall not bend, and we shall not bow to the king's music. Oh, king, you can play your music, but we will not stoop, bend, or bow. Then you said, do to me as you will. But I'm still going to stand on this sure foundation. How many of us will stand? Verse 15 said, 14, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But verse 15 says, if a man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? The temple of God is holy. then it asks a question. Which temple are you new? Let no man deceive himself. If any among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. For the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. You see, it was established. It was established in the garden. Amen. When Jesus went in the garden and he prayed, there it was established that he would die for you and I. When he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. But before then, he said, must I? He asked the Father a question, must I drink of this cup? But then he said, nevertheless, never mind, Father. Don't worry about it. As for us, we are established. We are built on a sure foundation. If you'll go with me to, let me get my verses here. Ecclesiastes 4. Ecclesiastes 4. And we'll begin reading at verse 8. There's one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he has neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. Prison, he cometh to reign. Whereas he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. But if you look at verse 12, and if one prevail against him, who shall withstand him? And a threefold cord is not easily broken. So when we walk together, we walk not alone. We walk with Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are one. So now if you take and put it in your thought, in your spiritual thought, yourself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when God sends us out, when we are established a relationship with him, and he sends us out, we're not alone. Jesus went in the garden with the disciples, but only one could take that journey to the cross. And as I began to read that in my spirit, I have to make notes as I go. even in a relationship, when you are being crucified, not only by society, because of what they think, and they begin to think that you're strange because you're not the same. Not only by family, because they think that you believe you're too uppity now because you have a, built a relationship with the Father. So now that you built a relationship, and how do you begin to build a relationship? It's by the Word of God. There's 66 books. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And in those 66 books, as we begin to meditate upon His Word, as we begin to allow His Word to increase in our spirit, His Word, they hide His Word in our heart, that we may not sin against Him, we are establishing a relationship and building upon a sure foundation. And then in my spirit it says, because family sometimes think, you know, we want to separate, be ye separated. And when you begin to be separated, family, even family will begin to say they're too uppity now, okay? So then not only are we criticized by society, not only are we criticized by family and friends, but in a relationship between couples, husbands and wives, when you begin to crucify one another because your once strong foundation is becoming shaky because you're losing focus. It's a thing and a work, and it takes a work to be in progress to establish a relationship and build a foundation. But it's another field to maintain and remain established and strong. See, you got to remain. Yes, we can establish great relationships. We can build on sure foundations. But how shall we remain? Even here, if it had not been for Jesus, we would not be here today. If Apostle had been weak-minded, not holding fast, not standing strong on the Word of God, on a sure foundation, this line would have been shut down long ago. Even when he had to come on by himself, even when he was expecting me and others that didn't show up because of life, one thing or another, or just didn't show up because we didn't want to, we tired, we didn't want to come on. Let's just keep it real. If he had lost hope, if he had lost faith in God, if his relationship with the Father was not established and wasn't built on a sure foundation, it would be dissolved. But it's not dissolved. It's still standing here today. We're still here. Many, when I say many, many have come and gone. But the Holy Spirit, because of a sure foundation, because of a was still here. It takes obedience in a relationship. You might say, who am I going to obey? You want me to obey her? You want me to obey him? No, we want you to obey Jesus Christ. Because when you're obedient to the Holy Spirit, you're obedient to the vision. You're obedient to the purpose. You're obedient to destiny. You're obedient to one another. You're trustworthy. You're honest. You got to be trustworthy. God has to be able to trust you with what he empowers you with. You must first be able to be trusted. If you go with me to Zephaniah. Let me get to Zephaniah. Okay. And that's supposed to be verse 17. I accidentally, mistakenly wrote 27, but that's Zephaniah 3 and 17. If you go with me there, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. God said, if you go back to verse 12, he says, I will also lead in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust, okay? They shall trust in the name of the Lord. Don't worry about the word of God. Trust us. Take no thought for what you shall eat, what you shall wear. Take no thought for what you're going to even say when you stand up before the congregation. Open your mouth and the Holy Spirit will speak through you. We are oracles to be used by God. He said, I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. But they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Huh? Our integrity has been established within us. And then he says, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Be glad. Sing the songs of praises. Shout with a shout of joy. Each other down. Build each other up. You know, even in relationships, in marriages, my mother taught, thank you, Holy Spirit, my mother taught me something, my dad taught me something when I was young and just getting started out. They taught us, don't allow the children to destroy us. That was one of the first things that our parents taught us, that our children will be the weapon that will come against you in your marriage. If one comes to you, daughter, and says, Daddy said, you don't accept it. And if one goes to you, son, and says, Mama said, you don't accept it. You come together and you agree. None of this sending messages through children. This is one of the things that my parents taught us when we were young. They began to teach us. And whoa, did I soon find out when that day came. Yes, our children. And you know what? They don't even know that they're doing it. This is how the enemy tries to come in and destroy us through our children because we have their weakness. But we can't allow what God is doing and building and establishing through us to destroy what God is doing. If you'll go with me to Isaiah, the 28th chapter. Isaiah, the 28th chapter. And begin reading with me here. Woe to the crown of pride. To the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. If we're not strong, if we're not established, if we're not with three, if we don't have that threefold cord, we'll be knocked down. Pride, don't allow pride to come in and take and destroy what God is doing in your life. You know how you first started out with Jesus Christ when you first got saved? Can you remember that day? When you was on fire for God and you was just excited, everywhere you went, everything you seen, you want to tell them about Jesus. You want to tell them about his love, how great he is. Everywhere, everywhere. There was nowhere and nobody that didn't know that you was born again. You didn't have to tell them you was born again because you was on fire. That same fire shall burn within us. Every that same fire shall be reignited with the word of God daily in our lives. We should not allow pride to come in and destroy. It says the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower. And as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. Wow. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley, huh? That pride, huh? That got too arrogant. That got too biggity. Now we up there with God. We don't need the word anymore. We got it all. I got my house. I got my car. I got my jet. I got everything I need. Mm-hmm. I don't have to listen to my spirit anymore. I don't need my spirit to guide me anymore. I got it. That's that foolish pride. That's that arrogance. But the word of God tells us, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. What's left? Unto the residue of his people. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. There's a great falling away. You see, because you've gotten confused now. This pride has confused you with God's vision and man's vision. You're taking man's vision and substituting God's vision with the way of man. But it says your pride, your strong drink, your arrogance, your wine have gotten in the way of your vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk are drawn from the breast. Meaning that you're no longer bathed in Christ. If you've been weaned for, you see, those who are bathed in Christ can be easily swayed away. And this is why we are established in building relationships. We have to establish relationships and build upon ship foundations. So when these times come, we won't err in judgment. It won't be clouded when the adversary comes and try to take you away from the ways of Christ. You know how to handle it. It says, for the tables are full of vomit and the filthiness. And the filthiness. Huh? So you just got to get away from it. Nowhere is clean. Verse 10 says, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Wait, now, I didn't say that. The word says, for be upon precept. And then it repeated itself, precept upon precept. Then it says, line upon line. And it repeated itself again, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom? He said, to whom? He said, This is the rest wherein, wherewith you may calm the weary, wherewith you may calm the weary. Huh? We gotta watch what we say. We got to watch what we do, how we live. Cause the river to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they will not hear. But the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept. Huh? Precept upon precept again. Line upon line, line upon line. Here little, there little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. What did it say? Wait a minute, what did it say? Isaiah 28, verse 15, what did it say? It say, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. Wait a minute. You started out with fire and someone established a relationship with God. But I just said, because you have said we have made a covenant with death, you said, I made no covenant. Yes. Anything contrary to the word of God. When you've gone away, when you've fallen backwards, any man putting his hand to the plow and taking it back, it's not fit for nothing, not even the vomit of a dog. That's all it's fit for. That's the word. I didn't write it. He said, because we have made a covenant with death and with hell, are we at agreement? When the overflowing storm shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and on the falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. Watch out. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Therefore, he said, the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation of stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and the righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. You can't do nothing, okay? You can't do nothing. You can't build on a foundation with lies, distrust, evil. None of that pride and arrogance can be built on a sure foundation of Jesus Christ. It shall be destroyed. It says, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. Watch out. Your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scorn shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by only you. For you have vexed many people. You have caused them to err. For you have said you have an established foundation with God, relationship. And you have not. You must pay. And if you go with me to Psalms 11. Psalms 11. One moment. Let me get there. Okay, Psalms 11, beginning at verse 1. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked being, they are both. For lo, the wicked being, they are both. They make it ready, their arrow, upon the string. They that may cleverly shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. So this is what the word of God is telling us. This is what the word of God is teaching us. And so when I was studying this, even on last night, when I was studying this, here's another key point here. Just one moment. Let me pull it up. In Isaiah 28, I wrote this down. In Isaiah 28, after reading verse 16, the Spirit of the Lord spake to me that forgiveness is essential to establishing a relationship and building a strong foundation at the cross. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23, 34 through 45. When they were saying, crucify him, who or whom did Jesus have to turn to? There was no one except the Father who could rescue him from this assignment. In a relationship when you're being crucified, this is what we have to do. And remember this is what God is teaching us. There are some relationships that are healthy and some relationships that are not healthy. But you have to remember to remain and maintain your integrity with the Father. Our other key point comes from Romans 15, and I'll be closing with Romans 15. Give me just one moment and let me pull it up. Romans 15 tells us as follows, reads as follows. In Romans, the 15th chapter, it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolations grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind, one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Say that Jesus Christ was a minister of circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the Father, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise again, rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him shall the Gentiles trust. You see, we got to have that trust when we're establishing relationships and building on spiritual foundations. And if we don't have that trust, if we don't have trust, if we're not on one accord, if we don't have oneness, then the foundation will surely collapse. It will fall down and it won't stand. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you are also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Nevertheless, here's that word, nevertheless. Brethren, I have written thee more boldly unto you in some sort as you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me. He said, because of the grace that is given to me of God. And if you go down to verse 17, he says, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. I would not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought of by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not as Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they have not heard, shall understand, for which cause I have been hindered from coming to you. So the time has come, the time is over, the time is now. Jesus Christ has come. He's no more laid in the grave. He has risen with all power of heaven and earth, and all authority has been given unto him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. We thank you, O Lord, for leading us, guiding us, and teaching us. And Father, help us in our relationships, that we will begin to build better relationships, stronger relationships, and trust you, O God, allowing us to be on one accord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in everything, in every deed, Lord, keeping us safe and keeping our minds stand on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Amen, and thank God.
Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that powerful anointed word that the Lord has given us, given you to give to us today. I was so blessed on last night when I saw the topic. You know, I was moved, oh God, by the Holy Spirit. You know, because it speaks volume. You know, I love topics. I love good topics. It just takes me to that place that I need to be for me, you know. Glory to God. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this servant that you have chosen for this hour to impart into us that which our spirit man needs for this day. We ask you, Father God, to open the window and the door and the gates of heaven right now for her. God, we ask you to pour her out fresh oil from heaven, from the throne room, that anointing oil that destroy yokes and remove burdens. God, we ask you to saturate her natural being with that supernatural empowerment right now, Lord God. We ask, God, that you flood her spirit, man, right now, God, that she begin to be illuminated, that when others see her that are not saved, or even that claim they are saved, but walking contrary, Lord, to the word, they will see the anointing on her. They will see the light on her and say that they must glorify the Father. They will see that their life has been contrary and want to live a better life. We just thank you, Father. We ask you to bless all those that hear this word today and those that will hear it at a next time, appointed time, for them to surf the web and just download Blog Talk Radio and receive what they have been given this day. Amen. Now we ask Bishop is on the line. We ask Bishop to come on and do what this says the Lord. I'm on the road. I'm driving. I have two old water heaters in my truck now, so I'm hopefully the junkyard is open so I can get them off my truck, you know. But I have to install a new system last year, and I had left the old water heaters there, and I promised her I would take them out at some appointed time. And today I decided to go take them out to over at my basement. So Bishop, come on in, and I am going to go back on
mute after Bishop. Anyone that want to come and encourage the woman of God or encourage God's people, you are welcome to do so. I'm not hearing Bishop, so we're going to go ahead and open the line for anyone that wants to respond. The line is open.
Good morning, good afternoon, Evangelist. Good morning and good afternoon, Apostle.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Yes.
And to everyone that is on this line, good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
Good morning.
I just want to thank you, Evangelist, for this very powerful word. It's a teachable word, and it brings back to me remembrance. And like as you spoke about, I took down a lot of notes as you spoke about the foundation and it being laid. And, you know, the last that you said was, if there's no trust, the foundation will begin to crumble. You know, and I thank God for this word because, you know, when we think of foundation, you're thinking about house, you know, all that stuff. But we also have to envision it in our own personal life, not just only relationship, you know, with our spouse
right.
or whatever, but with our children.
That's right.
You know, on our jobs, you know, in everywhere that we go, we are constantly having to build strong foundations. And one
That's
of my
right.
things that, I, and I thank God for it, you know, if we don't allow God, Him as our solid rock to be our foundation, you know, it will not last. It will fall apart. It will crumble. The house and everything that you're building will be lopsided. It won't be steady.
That's right.
When the foundation is not solid and firm, and this word is a word that teaches about being firm in the Lord. When that foundation is not firm, you could build that house and it look pretty, but as time goes on and only one person was carrying that relationship, it starts to lopsided. It starts to sink. You know, the house becomes crooked. And it's very hard, you know, to rebuild and, you know, make it strong again. But we have to make sure that that relationship is strong. And then you took us to Ecclesiastics and, you know, where you said basically two or three are gathered. That's what I got from it, where we have a cord of string, you know, and in every relationship it's two people. But the way I envision it and I see it in my spirit is that third string has to always be Christ. He's the first string, actually, not the third. It's God first, and then every other string, twine, and you can start mending and making sure that it's secure. Because if you have two strings, and, you know, I think of, like, when you're braiding. If you have two pieces here and you're twisting it together, eventually it starts to unloose and unravel. But when you have three pieces of hair, right, and you start braiding that hair, when you braid with three pieces of hair, it holds. And in order to unravel it, you have to be the one to unravel that plait, that braid.
Okay.
So we
okay.
always, you know, right? So we always
right.
need God in there as that string that mends and holds. It's the solid string. And you need it to, in order, every turn and every twist we go, God needs to be moving. We need to be moving with Christ. We need to go as he's moving. If he says turn left, we turn left. Turn right, we turn right. Stop, pause, whatever it is, we need him. And this word to me today was a word of firmness. It is reminding us that we need to remain in Christ. Remain in Christ as Christ is in us.
No matter what.
Abide with his word, and his word will abide in us. Remain steadfast in our life and our relationship to Christ. When you use the analogy of, you know, apostles' line, you know, standing strong because of his firmness and his belief in Christ and the ministry that God has given him. Where do people come? Where do people don't show up? It still goes on. And
That's
in
right.
every work that we do for God, it has to be like that. We have to make sure that everything, and I thank God for this, that we all have that relationship, a revelation We all have to make sure whatever it is that we're doing, it needs to be unto Christ. When we are courting, when we are getting involved in different relationships with people, not just a relationship with a woman or a man or your children, but every relationship, every friendship, every relation that we have to make sure Christ is in it. And as we treat those people with the love of God, as we treat those people with the respect and give them and keep in that integrity of Christ, that respect will flow back. That love will flow back. That sullenness, that unity will become stronger. It will become stronger. Because why? God is the centerpost. He is the centerpost. He is the one that makes everything hold together. So I thank God for this word, and I thank God for this remembrance. And even when we fall short, you know, there's times when you have argument. You know, my husband and I, we had a little bickering back and forth. But I said to him a couple nights ago, this was like last week, you know, we're having a little bickering, not anything major. But I said, you know, I got silent. And he was like, why are you silent? Because I'm a woman. I don't love to argue. And whenever you feel argument, and I always remind myself, and I thank God for this, whenever there is discord, whenever there is disagreement, whenever there is this, as you said, there's no unity. Why? Because we're not bringing Christ in it. So in that moment, we have to step back, we have to pray, and we say, God, let me see with your eyes. Because foundations, like you said, and you said something key, we could build foundations, we could have Christ in it, but if we don't use Christ to help maintain it, it doesn't stay strong. That foundation will always remain. But if Christ is not within that hole will always remain. Where do you build houses? In my country, we build houses with wood, sticks. You know, a lot of houses have sticks. But if you don't maintain that house and remove the ones that are rotten in, remove the ones that are not good, you know, that house could still crumble. But when we choose to keep Christ in the center of everything, wherever something needs to be fixed, whenever something is feeling broken or feeling loose, guess what? God will come back and refix. He will restore. He will renew. And we need to maintain. And it is the same with our walk with Christ. We're Christ followers. We're Christians. But as we are going forth, that doesn't mean we learn it all. And you said it clear in your message. We're not up there with God because things are flowing well, now we can do it on our own. No, it is being done because Christ is leading us, because Christ is doing it for us, because he's given us a vision. So therefore, we have to remain humble under the Lord and in the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
That's the only way we're going to maintain our Christianity, that we're going to maintain as children and women and men of God. That's the only way we're going to continue to walk upright before our Father. If we allow Christ to continue to clean, cleanse, restore, build, lead us, things will come and it will be beautiful. The reward will be great.
Amen.
So I thank God for this word, and I thank God for you because it was a blessed word. I thank God for this line and also for Apostle's faithfulness to continue to maintain. It is not easy at all. It is not easy. It's a daily walk. You know, God gave us our salvation. He gave it to us, but guess what? We need to maintain it. And this word speaks of it. When things are built correctly, we still have to maintain so it continues to last. And I thank God. Amen.
Amen. You know, I thank God for you, and I thank God for what you just delivered to us. Because when you were saying that, it was you brought it back to me again. Is how to my parents taught us when we were coming up. You know, as husband and wives, we go against each other sometimes, and we things begin to get out of hand. But if we learn to remember who we are and whose we are, we can maintain some self sufficiency. And we don't allow others and things of the world to manipulate our relationships. These come, you know, we got to, when we are tried and we test it and we are found true, we'll continue to maintain.
Amen.
It takes maintenance. When we buy a new vehicle, we want to keep that vehicle. We watch it so much when we first get it.
You wash it, you clean it, you vacuum it out. We don't let all the pollution build up on it. It's the same way with our relationships. We can't allow relationships to become polluted.
Amen.
With things of the world, we're worrying. He told us to take no thought. So when he says take no thought, he means take no thought. You know, oftentimes people say, I've heard people a lot that they say, oftentimes they say, you know, streets are paved with gold. But the word of God teaches us in Revelation 21:21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I want to see Jesus.
Amen.
I want to get that one day to see that place. We can't allow nothing, not anything to get in the way.
Amen.
Nothing.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
That tree of healing, or the leaves with the tree of leaves of healing, that's, you know, I see all these things in my spirit.
Amen.
And when it comes to relationships, we allow contaminants, pollution, all these kinds of debris to just fly into our relationship. And we pick it up and act like we just don't even allow it. We're not trash cans. We're not demons. We're not devils. We don't take up anything and run with it. We belong to Jesus Christ. Stop it. Oh, no, you can't come in here. The banner over me is love. The banner over this house, over this family, is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The
yes,
love
ma'am.
Of Jesus Christ, the kindness, the oneness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take your hatred, take your anything that's come to destroy this relationship and knock me off this foundation, you're not welcome.
Yeah.
Not at all. Amen.
You're
That's
not
it.
Welcome.
Amen.
Anything. And I've learned it comes to my children, to anything that comes to remove me off this foundation, mom, dad, children, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a place that I get it now. You know, you feel like, oh, well, you know, oh, Jesus, we just got to do this, do that, do that. That's my mama. Don't say nothing about my mama because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, thank you, Holy Spirit. Just two nights ago, my daughter came here with my son and his fiance. She came here with them, and my son was joking. And he said, she punched me in the lip. He was talking about his girlfriend. He said, she punched me in the mouth. My daughter said, ha, not while my mama's standing there. I said, hold up, wait a minute. I'm too old to fight now. All thing I got for them is prayer.
Amen.
Only thing I can give them now is the word of God. I'm too old to fight. So you see,
uh-oh,
we got to pick out battles. And I say that joke.
Amen.
But this is how it is in relationships, you see.
It is.
I could have went a whole different way. But when my daughter said that, I was like, oh, we ain't going out, you know. But I just thank God for who he is in our lives. We have the power to turn things around.
Yes.
We have the power to make things different, you know, say things different. Even when things are not going right, God gave us that power, the integrity that he's empowered us with. He's endowed us with his Holy Spirit. And because he has endowed us with his Holy Spirit, empowered us with his love, we have the right, because his word says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the word. Then it says that we had to do greater work shall we do. So we got the power to turn it around. So because we are established, because we're established in our relationship with him, because the word of God has established us in a relationship. If relationships are not built overnight, it takes time. We got to get to know somebody. You got to learn their ways, different things. There's a lot of things that are involved in a relationship.
Oh.
Even over some years, you still might not know a person. You know, even in our relationship and our walk with Jesus Christ, I can talk about me because I can be honest about myself. There have been some times I have doubted if I was saved. I had some questions about God. Am I saying, what's wrong with me? I wasn't doing anything bad. But sometimes those thoughts just come. You got to rebuke your own thoughts because of the things we go through in life. We feel like because we say we shouldn't go through nothing in life. We feel like because we say, why I got to go through this hardship? Why I got to be sick? Why I got to suffer this trial, this tribulation? Why? And we know we have an established relationship with the Father. We know we're on a sure foundation. But I don't know about nobody else. I can only talk about me.
Amen.
So we can't allow nothing as foundation. Nothing. We got to remain true. No matter how it comes, no matter who it comes, to remain true. Thank you, Sister Daryl.
Amen. You know, Evangelist, you know, I wrote down, you know, as you were given your message, and I just want to read because it just flows so amazingly well. You know, you started off what I have here. Our foundation needs to be laid. Foundation needs to be laid before establishing a relationship. We have to have unity and remain firm in God. We have to work and remain established and focused. It takes obedience to maintain a relationship. Therefore,
amen.
Don't tear each other down, but build each other up. Come together in agreement, and don't allow pride to come in and destroy what God has given. In a relationship, when it is being tested, remain in the integrity of God. Therefore, the trust of God in God will allow the foundation to stand and not crumble. And I thank God for that. It's a mouthful, but throughout the message, all of it, as you listen and you allow God and you're writing, you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit has given us how to write it and how you're putting it. And when you put it all together from the beginning to the end, the message is so strong and it's so powerful. So I thank God for you again, and I thank God for his word. Amen.
Amen.
I think I heard Deacon Frazier, too, just now. He said amen. So amen, Deacon Frazier.
Yeah, I heard Deacon Frazier. Deacon Frazier, did you have something you want to come in? I know you might be at work. If you are, we understand.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for a beautiful day. Just thank God for what he has done. And we just thank the Lord for everything but what he is doing in everyone's lives. We just thank you for that. And that's a blessing to be here. No, I'm not on my job. I'm off today. I was off. I got off yesterday. I'm off today.
All right.
I'm off today, and I'm with my sister now. And I'm up in Richmond, Mississippi. Thank God being off. And thank God, you know, there's nothing wrong being with family and your loved one, you know, you just thank God you get a chance, you know. You know, there's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with working, and that's what you have to do for a living. But, you know, I'd rather praise God anytime. I figure anytime you can go on these jobs, you can pray the Lord anytime. You can pray the Lord anytime. You can go to unpaid jobs, you can go pray the Lord anytime. Go to house of worship because we have worship today. We pray the Lord now, today. Well, we get to pray the Lord.
Amen.
Anytime. Any time when you come in house of worship, we got to get the word, let the word get in us, let the word get in each of all of us, you know, as you was talking about relationship. You have a relationship with anyone. You have a relationship with family, loved one. We have a relationship with God. Because you got to be, how you got to be close to the will of God. And you had to have a relationship with your family and with your sister and brother and wives or anyone, your husband, even children, and one of the co-workers on the job, because you got to respect them. You got to respect the word of God. You got to respect yourself. Now, one, you got to respect the word of God. But listen, what the word of God is trying to tell you, even though sometimes I got to examine. That's why the Bible always tell us, even though sometimes myself, I had to examine my own self. That's what the word of God say. You got to examine. You got to examine yourself. You can't look at nobody else, but look at our own. Even, you know, sometimes I got to look at my own folks. I can't look at nobody else. I got to look at my own folks. Even though I got to find a way, got to find a way to straighten out. Even straighten out this problem, straighten it out. I had the Lord to straighten this out for me, straighten this problem. I had the Lord to fix me, like fix me every year, fix me before. Fix this situation. So when you ask God to fix this situation, he will fix the whole situation. He will fix the situation in your life, what you're going through, and whatever going in your life. No matter how much things get in your life, how much it get in your life, you have to ask the Lord to fix this whole situation. You know, I was listening out of a song. That says you have to fix me, be able to fix me, fix whatever the situation is going on in our lives. We got to ask the Lord to fix us no matter what's going on in our life. We got to ask the Lord. We can't look at nobody else. Folks, we got to look at our own problem. That's why they always say, Take a look. That's when I had to look myself in the mirror. That's what I always said. I always got to check myself or I wreck myself. And that's what we have to do. We have to respect others. Like as you was saying in the book of Daniel, we would now tend to others, do unto others what do unto you. That's what the book of Daniel tells us. We got to do unto others what do unto us. While looking at someone else, looking at somebody, watching somebody, what they're doing. They look at our own. I can't sit there and worry about what Johnny doing or what Jim doing. I got to look at me first. I got to look at my own folks. I got to look at somebody else. Because when you look at your own folks, get everything straightened out, even your home. No matter what, if your home is in a mess, Even the bathroom is on a mess. You got to clean that whole bathroom. You got to clean that whole bathroom. And if you see the whole house is so messed up, you got to go. If the house is in the junk, you got to clean that whole house up. You got to clean up. Keep it clean. Keep it up. Keep that room clean. You got to straighten that whole house. Keep it clean. Even in the bathroom, you got to keep everything clean and spotless the whole bathroom. Same way with your home. You had to clean everything that needs to be clean. To straighten everything. Because no matter what, no matter how much the problem are, I got to look, even the things that what I going through, I could look at my own problem, my own fault. I got to look the problem what I look at. I can't sit up and worry about what other that person doing that I know I ain't no better than this person because I'm not that better. I can't go around running and tell us about somebody what's about it doing. I can't do that because guess what? Like I talked about when I point four finger. Get where the finger point at, Evangelist. I got four finger point right back at me. And that's the truth. We don't realize. We don't know the finger point right back at us. We don't realize that. Yeah, the fingers point right back at us. We don't ever.
All right.
We don't know that. In Milton Vera, we don't know. Even apostles, we got to look at our own. Forward. I got to look at my own situation. I can't look at nobody else. Because, hey, out of this, done something myself. Even though I'm not right. Even though we sit up and go, now that's why we always say, yeah, we got to be judged. Because that's what God judge. Only God can judge us. We got to be judged. Even though I got to be straightened. If I'm doing something wrong, I got to be straightened out. They got to fix the problem. If I'm doing something wrong, straighten me out. Let me know. Even though we said about correction. I need to be corrected. I don't mind getting corrected because some of us now get mad. They don't want to get corrected. Some of us get mad. They don't want to get corrected because for me, I don't mind take correction because if you don't want to take correction, then guess what? Ain't no growth in correction because we all have to be corrected. We all had to take correction.
All right, Deacon. All right. That's right. All right.
We have to take correction. That's what God, he looking at me. He looking at each one of us. And some of us now get this old nasty attitude. We don't want, so you're judging me now. So you're judging me now. Well, the Bible says you got to be judged. You have to be judged. You got to be judged. We all have to be judged. We need to be judged. No matter what, it's what God say. It ain't about what, it ain't nobody worried what the word of God say. Don't know nothing but the word tell us that. We had to be judged. Even my own fault. I got to look at my own self first. I got to be judged. And I got to take correction. It's when I'm doing wrong. Even when we show the love, when we come on these church lines, we have to respect others. That if we can't do unto others, doing the other, we're doing to us. If I'm doing something, even doing other, well, you don't want to do one. I don't want them to do one to me. Because if I know a person want to make a comment, then I know not to be talking all over somebody once on one or making a comment because I know that's wrong, talking on someone once on one making a comment. Because sometimes I got to look at my own fault. It's what I've done, what I've done wrong. And I was there like, man, wait a minute, now something wrong with this picture. Now I'm just totally out of line with what I just done. Now I should be talking about a person why a person want to make a comment because I would let a person say something one at a time. Let a person speak what they have to say, speak on their heart. Well, and that go for others, that go for all. They want to say something. You can't talk over a person while a person are talking. That's why a lot of times that'll throw somebody off on one a person want to make a comment. I've always wanted a person want to sit there and listen what a person have to say. That's just the way I am. And you like, that's like if you open the door for a lady. You got to open the door for a lady. Open the door when she come in. Same way when the car, you got to carry yourself. You have to open the door for a lady. You can't just slam the door in her face because that's disrespectful, shutting the door in her face. Because that's just wrong in a way. You got to show that love, show that respect. Open the door for a lady because that's where a lady need to be treated. Treat her as respect. Don't don't shut the door in her face, because that's the wrong way to be, is slam the door in her face. The wrong way to be is slam the door in her face, because I don't want that to happen to me. Slam the door. I've seen folks have done it. Slam the door in the lady's face. And I was sitting there thinking that, and now that is so, I think to myself something like that, you know what, that is so disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Slam the door in her face. Slam the door in a woman's face. And you know, we all not do that. Because if you don't respect the other, well, they're not gonna respect that one. They're not gonna respect you if you don't respect me. So that's when I had to look. That's why we got to be careful how we treat others. That's why even the Bible says in the book of Daniel, we got to do unto others. They do unto us. And that's right. We have to do what the word tells them, the book of Daniel tells us. That's what the word of God tells us. Well, I said I enjoyed everything what I heard on today. It really was an awesome word, powerful word of God. I thank God for what I heard. You know, usually I don't say a whole lot like I used to, but I thank God I was able to come and make a comment and say something to encourage on the word of God. Even though sometimes advantages and members on various, sometimes I couldn't be able to say anything on some Saturdays. So sometimes I just to be honest with you, I just be tied up. And I thank God I was able to come in and say something on the word of God. I'm always glad to come. I remember the time when I first came on this church line. I'm talking about myself. I can't talk about nobody else. I remember what I used to do, but I had to let the Lord had to do something, fix something, fix this life, fix me like they fixed me before.
Amen.
Do something about it. I can't, I can't worry about nobody else. I got to look at me first. I can't watch nobody else, because we all are God's people, and we all are somebody in Christ, and we all are somebody, everybody are somebody in Christ, and we have to show that, that love, because we are the church, and we got to live by the word of God. I know each one of you is what you and Minister Vera or your is what the Lord had done in y'all's life, and what God is doing in your life. He can continue to do more things in your life, because if you truly, how bad you want the word of God, and want to be hungry and be thirsty for the word of God. Ever since I've been noticed, y'all, that I've been coming on this church line, I thank God I've been hearing on the word of God, how he's doing some greater things are coming each one of y'all's life. So I thank God for the word. I thank God what has been said is what the word of God are saying. Is what how God really used you, how God can continue to do more work in your life. I thank God he going to do more things to come in your life. So I thank God on the word that what I heard on today. I really enjoyed all of you. Enjoyed being in your voice, in your nervous voice. Even though at that time I couldn't say anything, but I think I'm able today. I'm able to come and to encourage you. I thank God for what I heard. Thank God for being the blessing. And always remember, keep on keeping on, and keep on staying on the wall for the word of God. And yes, I will be on tonight. Be on the lookout tonight. We thank God today. We're going to be on again tonight like we always do every Friday night, Saturday night. Always let's come and lift up the name of Jesus. So that number for this conference call on tonight is 712-432-3900. Again, that number is 712-432-3900. The access code is 308587#. Once again, 308587#. And the time is at 8:15 through 9:45. Again, 8:15 to 9:45 on certain time. It's on the West Coast as well. Anyone would like to come and share a word or a song or a scripture or testimony, whatever's on your heart, give God a praise on tonight. Give God a praise. You can come and share a word from the Lord or a message from the word of God. And I just truly know that it's all about God, not about me, not about nobody. It's all about the Lord. It's all about Jesus. And, you know, the Bible will say, where two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. The book of Deuteronomy tells us that. In the book of Deuteronomy, tells us in chapter 28, verses always down, when you read about the words that bless. We just thank God that we came on last night, and I enjoyed on last night. So God bless each one of you. Keep me in your prayers. I pray for each one of you. Keep me lifted up, family lift up in prayer. We pray for all over the world, all over the United States. Pray for all over the city, because we need prayer. We need prayer all over the world. We need to pray, because prayer is power. Power and prayer. We need prayer, man. We need prayer. We need to cry out to God. Prayer is so important. So much are happening now. We got to keep praying through the Lord, because there's so much going on in this world. We got to pray for one another. Not only ourselves, we got to pray for it. Everyone, we got to pray for the whole United States of America. We got to pray. We have to pray. So, woman of God, God bless on the word of God. I truly enjoyed it, what I heard today. Always glad to hear you and Minister both. I thank God for I had opportunity to come. I hear a word today. I enjoy the word of God. So, God bless you all. Remember, I love you all. In the name of Jesus, to meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Deacon Fraser. We love you as well. I thank God when you were speaking. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish,
yes,
but have everlasting life. And we got to believe. We have to believe on his word. And you were talking about obedience, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to. You were talking about obedience and correction. That the main key word you were talking about was correction. And we all have to be corrected. There are some times when we all can stand a little correction. And that's what the word of God was teaching us about, that pride, you know, that pride, that arrogance. We allow it to come in. We don't want to take correction. You know, we want to do it our way. But it's God's way in order for us to maintain that relationship. In order, you know, once a relationship is established, it has to be maintained. And the analogy that you used about slamming the door in a woman's face. You know, there's a lot of times we slam doors in God's face. How do we slam doors in our Father's face? It's because we're not obedient to the word of God, and we don't want to take the spiritual correction that God has placed before us. So, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for you allowing God to use you. Continue to be who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Apostle.
I hear you. I hear you. I thank you so much, Evangelist, and thank Brother Deacon. Brother Deacon is on another realm, man. He is traveling on a different realm there. He's on fire. And we thank God for him, for his tenacity. We truly thank God for blessing him. Because you remember about 5 and a half, almost 6 years ago. Deacon was a mess. He ain't not afraid to tell you he was a mess. Deacon was a mess, man. But
no.
I tell you, he trusted God, though. He trusted God, man. Oh, he didn't care what nobody said. Deacon said, I'm going to come till I get it. Deacon said, I'm going to come till I get it. I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to come till I get it. And God touched his town. God touched his town, man. I'll tell you something. That's what you talk about. The Bible talks about he that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. That's it right there. That's evidence of it right there. That's evidence of it right there. Because that young man being hungry and still thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
My God, still thirsty. I'm telling you something
still
that he didn't know how
thirst.
Much. I tell you something, Evangelist, you don't know how much he blessed my life. He don't know how much he blessed my life. Because he showed me some things that has elevated me in my walk with the Lord. Because I've seen people, I heard people that think that they were all that. You know what I'm saying?
What you say?
They have the doctorate degree, and they have the ministry, and they would talk about Deacon like he was a dog. I'm telling you, they would talk about Deacon like a dog. And I tell you,
you are right.
Deacon, the microphone. You give him the microphone. And the first brother he's going to pray for them those very same people. Very same people. And you got to think, I said, my God, why Deacon still lifting up them people before the Lord? And he not lifting up, say, God, smite them with that rod that you put before Pharaoh. He ain't saying nothing like that. He called God to bless them. I mean, he was using scripture. I mean, he was doing what the scripture said, to bless those that curse you.
Yeah.
He was doing that.
Yeah.
And God, that's why God blessed him. And he ain't even see what the God already have for him. He ain't even see. He just got to be a little glimpse of it, you know. As he continues to walk and press on, God going to do for him.
Amen.
Oh, God, what he did for Job. He's going to give him double for his trouble. But he ain't had trouble. God going to give him double for his patience. For his patience. He got patience like Job. He can say, I'm going. I don't care. They're talking about let him talk. The more they talk, the more I'm going to show up. I said, God, look at Deacon. I said, Lord, you are blessing me to this young man, blessing me. And I said, Lord, look at. And you know how I was saying myself? If I was in Deacon place, I would give him a piece of my mind and say goodbye. And say goodbye. You all think you all that. Here's what you can do for me. And I'm gone. Because I don't care what they say. They're talking about me, but I know God loves me. I know my God, he loves me. I know this. And I ain't going to stop praising him. You can talk about me all as much you like, but I'm going to keep praising him.
Amen.
And that's what blessed me. That's what blessed me. You know, and Mr. How people think that they have arrived. because they got their doctorate degree, they got the PhD, they got the ministry, they're on Instagram, they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they got Facebook Live, so you can see their picture when they're preaching and teaching the gospel.
All right.
And they don't,
all right.
They don't have no doubt. They don't have no problem pushing their chest up and acting like they got it all together. You know, Deacon showed me something. He spoke to me with his actions. He says to me, remain humble. Deacon will show
remain
me that.
Humble.
You don't have to be like nobody. Just remain humble.
That's
remain
right.
humble and God gonna bless you. That's all I would get.
That,
remain humble. God gonna bless
be.
You. You know,
that's
just
right.
remain humble. I don't crave nothing that people crave. If you know
yeah.
that, I don't crave anything that these people
yeah.
crave.
Yeah.
I don't crave none of that stuff. I don't crave none of that stuff. Huh? You know, I just went and worked, did some work for a lady just now. And I made a lot of money through her last year. Put two boilers in for her. I went and did some work for her. And I know I could have charged her what I choose to, because she don't know my prices. I know the prices of the book. And I told her, what do you feel good with? Give me. I just over there for a few hours. I started to come through with it. And I thought the woman was going to give me like $150 or so. You know what I'm saying? But you let your spirit speak for you. That woman gave me $300. You hear what I'm saying? She gave me $300. I didn't have that $300 to start with. But God says if you don't try to take advantage of people, he said, I'll bless you. I'll cause them to bless
Amen.
You. And she said, Pastor, I don't have no problem with you because, you know, I know what you charge me. You should charge me more. I said, but, you know, I'm sensitive. I said, I got gas in my car. I got food on my table. You know, my cupboards are full. You know what I'm saying? And you want more food? God is supplying my needs. So what am I going to do? Take advantage of somebody, rip off somebody. And when I say I got to send some money to Africa, people come through and help me. And I don't do it on my own. That's why I said, they said, well, thank you so much, Apostle. I said, don't thank me. It's the ministry. It's the Blog Talk ministry. We are family. We do it together. I said, we do it. I don't take the accolades. No, we do it together. I said, the people of the United States of the Blog Talk Radio family that does this, this is what we do. We bought beds and mattresses for the orphans in Guyana last year. I go, we did that. And none of us are rich, can say we're naturally rich. We're spiritually rich, but we're not naturally rich. But God, because we are faithful with a little. Get ready. Get what I tell you. Get ready for your much. You hear what I tell you? Because we are faithful with a little. Get ready for your much. That's what God says. I was listening last night. And they say any week now, Evangelist, any week now, you might get a call from Evangelist Tina. Any week now, everything is already settled in Iraq, okay? Everything is settled in Iraq, okay? We just got to make the move here in the United States. Any week, we will get a call to go to the bank, okay? Any week now. So keep your phone charged. You can go on YouTube and look at it for yourself. Go and look at it. The Global Currency Reset. Go look at it for yourself. And you will listen to Mark or you will listen to the other lady. And you will hear what's going on. Even the president, Trump is talking about it. Because why?
Yeah.
It is to establish the kingdom here on earth. It's for God's people to establish the kingdom. God's covenant here on earth.
Yeah.
Don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
I tell you all, get ready. Get ready for more
That's
than
right.
enough. Get
yeah.
ready for your more than enough. If
That's
you don't
it.
Get ready, you ain't going to get it. You got to get ready. Get ready for your more than enough. God said, because you're being faithful with a little, I'm going to make you ruler of much. I'm going to make a ruler of much. That's why I don't have no problem blessing the orphans. Because he told me in his word, when I give to the poor, I'm lending to him. That's the word of God. Some people, God say, well, I got to pay him a note. I got to pay him. No, God knows we got notes. All of us got notes. If you're living in America, you got some kind of note you got to pay. I don't care what kind of note it is, but I know you got a note. You got a car note. You got a house note. You got a water bill note. You got a light bill note. You got a gas bill note. You got a food note. You got a note. You got some kind of note. I'm telling you the truth.
Some kind of note.
No, you living in this country. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing here free. I'm telling you, you got to pay a bill, some kind of bill. You got a note. But God said, I'm going to take care of you. People tell you, I can't do this, God, you know. I got to do all this. But God said, look, I know what you need. And then God said, so look, let me show you a little something. God said, let me just show you a little picture here, son, daughter. Let me show you a little picture. You see them spirals out there?
Yeah.
You see the lily of the field? You see the water lily? Do you see the grass? He said, the night of toil and all skin. He said, it don't work no way. I'm a God said. He said, and I take care of them. He said, how much more you believe? I'm going to take care of you.
Amen.
You just do what I ask you to do. You just do it.
Amen.
Bless the poor. Bless the widows. Bless the fatherless. And watch me bring a harvest for you. Watch me give you a harvest. Baby, she said, how are you? But we always get it. I said, baby, don't worry about that. But do we lack anything? Said, you always do it. I said, do we lack anything? No, we don't lack anything. You celebrate one day, send me a message that happy Easter. I said, I don't celebrate Easter because I know better. I celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Easter is a pagan holiday. Pagan holiday. I don't celebrate Easter. I celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Take it up for yourself. People tell me it's Easter. No, no, it's resurrection. When my Savior has been risen. And I say, no, I appreciate your kind thought. I appreciate your kind thought. But let me give you some information. I don't celebrate. I used to when I didn't know no better. But I know better now. But I celebrate resurrection Sunday. Because that's the day that my Savior is risen. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I said, you don't have nothing to sorry about. If you don't know, you don't know. No, you know how to respond now. I'm just giving you some wisdom. No, you know how to respond. Glory to God. So we thank you all for all those. I saw Bishop Lyon on there, but they may be busy. Apostle Washington, your line today, but maybe busy working out. They're trying to work on some time for things with his son. We thank God for the word. Thank God for Mr. Butler's, and we look forward to our husband coming soon. And hopefully if all goes well, I will show up. I will be fellowshipping with them tomorrow morning if the Lord stays the same. Now if he says something that's different, I'll have to go somewhere, but I got to go where he says. Anyway, one of you all come on in if nobody's want to respond. One of you all come on in and close up the line.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
One of y'all pray and close up the line.
You mean I close out? Amen.
Yes, pray and close out. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, O Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch this word, that this word was received on today, Heavenly Father, that those that really came and really received it were touched by this word, your word, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to touch this woman, God, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for this woman, God, Heavenly Father, that you touch this woman, God, that this word that you release on her, Heavenly Father. Lord, she is your servant, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to lift up her family. Lord, we ask you to lift up her children, her grandchildren, her daughter, and her sons, Heavenly Father. We ask you to travel grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to continue to lift up Apostle Callum, know where he might be, Heavenly Father. We ask you on his job, he would come back Well, as he travels, when he travels in, he travels back safe home, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen him in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Continue to cover him with your power, your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, cover him right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to continue to lift up his family. Lord, lift up his son, Benjamin, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And we ask you right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you to lift up his wife, Miss Nancy Callender, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now to continue to lift up right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father. We pray your Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now to continue to lift up Minister Vera and her family. Lord, lift up her mother and her father, Heavenly Father, her sister and her brother. Lord, we ask you to lift up her husband that's coming pretty soon, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up, stay with him, lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to you. Her, Heavenly Father, Lord, she is your vessel as well, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, continue she travel, grace and mercy, Heavenly Father, covering with your power, your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch her right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. I ask you right now, Heavenly Father, continue to lift up her daughter right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up her family, Heavenly Father. And we pray you, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to lift up the Washington family. Lord, we ask you to lift up Bishop James Washington, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch him right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift him up, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch every tissue, every ligament. Lord, continue to touch him with your blood. Lord, touch every bone in his body. Lord, touch his eye. Lord, touch his hip bone. Lord, touch his eye. I said, Heavenly Father, Lord, touch him, Heavenly Father. Lord, touch his lips, touch his tongue, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. We asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask your Heavenly Father continue to touch him right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, touch his tongue, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift him up, Heavenly Father, from his crown, from his soul to his feet, Heavenly Father. And we pray right now for his grandchildren, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up his Lord, lift up. He's standing out for his wife. Apostle Lena Washington, Heavenly Father. Lord, she been spent time with her sons, Peter and Dorian, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch Apostle Lena, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now, Heavenly Father, continue to touch the crown up on her soul to her feet, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch her eyes, Heavenly Father. Lord, touch her lips, touch her tongue, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch the crown up on her soul to her feet, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to touch the anointing with all, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, lift up right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up her daughter, Evangelist Sion Smith, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. We pray, we bind up that cancer of her body. We tell the devil he's a liar and the truth not in him. We know that he's a liar and the truth not in him. That he got to go and go back where he go right now up in hell right now. He's a liar. He's a liar and the truth not in him. We pray right now. We touch Evangelist Smith. I mean, Evangelist Sion Smith, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up her family, lift up her husband. Lord, continue to touch her puppy, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift it up right, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift it up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we continue to touch those, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you to lift up Evangelist Brown, Pastor Willie Brown, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to, wherever they might be, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up Georgia, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to, as they go minister, as they go on, lift up out the power, Heavenly Father. Lord, even though I haven't heard them in a while, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, continue to lift up the ministry, Heavenly Father. They be on the radio early in the morning, every Sunday morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, as they go and minister, Heavenly Father, as she goes out to go minister, go feed the homeless, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, she always faithful, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to strengthen Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, even when she come on the call, Heavenly Father. Lord, she come on ministry, come go every prayer ministry. Lord, as she go feed the homeless, feed the poor, Heavenly Father. Lord, she go and read your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you right now, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, continue to lift up her son, right now, her grandson, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Providence Cheryl, lift up Minister Jones, Heavenly Father. Lord, always be always faithful. He always come and minister your word, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father, continue to touch her as she travel, grace and on his job, back and forth on his job, on the truck driver, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, always spend a time to give word, Heavenly Father, word of encouragement, Heavenly Father, on your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Pastor Millie Jefferson, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch Pastor Millie Jefferson, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, you continue to touch her right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray we miss her. We miss Apostle Millie Jefferson. Lord, we pray that you continue to touch the woman of God. Lord, she always hungry and thirst on the way, Heavenly Father. Even though that though they try to laugh at her, but Lord, we know, Heavenly Father, make fun of her. We know, Heavenly Father, that she is your best, Heavenly Father. Lord, use this woman of God. Lord, you call her to preach your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that she's a woman of God that loves you, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her sister, Heavenly Father. Lord, that is what you do in her life, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, even though that sometimes when folks come against her. But Lord, you know who she is, Heavenly Father. Only she knows, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that she is your vessel right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift up her sisters and her sons and her grandchildren, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Evangelist Lula, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up right now, Heavenly Father, lift up Sister Anna, Sister Ernestine, Prophet Christina Nichols, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to Evangelist Sheila right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, wherever she might be, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now, Heavenly Father, continue to touch Evangelist Sheila right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up her brother and sister, Heavenly Father. Lord, give her a heart desire, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray much for her, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up, we ask you to lift up Apostle LeGrant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up her family. Lord, lift up Church and our family. Lord, we ask you to lift up Ella Norman, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Brother Luther Price. Lord, lift up Bishop Hill, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray much for those, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Evangelist Hunter. Lift up Evangelist Curtis, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up my cousin. Lift up Maria Kelly, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that surgery in your name, Heavenly Father, that she be as her recovery, Heavenly Father, up in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Maria Kelly, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray much for her right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, continue to touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, lift up all the ministers, Heavenly Father, that you call them to be, Heavenly Father, that you want them to be, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Minister Eve Priester, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her family. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up those are part of this church line, Heavenly Father, part of Blocked Off family. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, since this church line has been going ever since 2011, but Lord, here we are. We're in 2022 right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, you kept it going. And Lord, you took it to a whole new mission, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's all about your will, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, not about what apostle, but Lord, it's all about what you did, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's about your will. Even though that some that does jump off, some that does they get angry, get mad, but your words still go on and on. But Lord, you said in the book of Matthew, in chapter 18, verse 20, you see it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, that go over a lot of these prayer lines ministry. Even though it turns against a person, against your people. But Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. You said in the book of Second Chronicles, Heavenly Father, if my people could turn from their wicked ways, you said in the book of Second Chronicles, Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, use those, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you when we leave this line, but not your presence, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the book of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 16, let your light shall shine, Heavenly Father. Lord, even though that those committed suicide, even though that those that's on those on drugs, those who was try to be on depression, those that try to rape someone, try to shoot, kill themselves, put a gun to their head, or try to murder someone, try to steal, try to fornicate, adultery. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. We ask you, those that try to prostitute their body. But Lord, we know, Heavenly Father, that you love them, Heavenly Father. You love them all. Lord, you love them. We got to love them, but hate to sin. But Lord, you said we got to love them, but hate the sin. But we pray, my Father, we lift up that dough that's on. We lift up all the daughters all in the world. Lord, we lift around in Russian and worshiping Heavenly Father. Lord, that though some of their lives are gone. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we lift up their woman. The woman lost her life, Heavenly Father, in that bombing, that killing. Her life was gone now, her children are gone. A Michelle had been killed. Lord, we know, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we ask you to lift up right now, my Father. There's so much happening right now. And, Lord, we ask you to lift up the police officers, the Supreme Court just officers. Lord, we ask you to lift up the policemen. Lord, we ask you to lift up in the White House, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up the congregation, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up the prisoners. Lord, we ask the those on jail and jailhouses. Lord, we ask you to lift up the those that right behind bars. We lift up those, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to touch those, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to change this on this. We lift up those that are on the streets, those that's homeless right now, Heavenly Father. They'll have no place to stay. They have no food to eat, no clothes in their back. But Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you are giving them a shelter over their head, Heavenly Father. They have a place to live, Heavenly Father. We pray for the young children, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift them up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we tend to touch those right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now, Heavenly Father. Well, Lord, that we leave this line. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, when we came, we felt different, Heavenly Father. When we leave, we felt different, Heavenly Father. We got our anger off our mind. We got all the hate off our mind. We got all this villainous. Stop all this animosity. This villainous. This grudges against one another. Hate can't stand one another. I don't like that person. I can't stand her. I can't stand him. I don't. Where you got her from? Where you got him from?
Yeah.
Where you got him at? But we got the. Pray, love them. We got to love them regardless. We got to love them right now. We got to pray for them. We got to love them regardless. But we pray, Heavenly Father, that only you was a patient God, Heavenly Father. Only you was a jealous God. You said in the book of Exodus that you was a jealous God. We bind up that jealousy. We bind up that backstabbers, because we gonna continue to be backstabbers. We've been backstabbing for years and years. We've been backstabbing for a long time. It's been happening for a long time. It's been going years and years. By backstabbing one each other in the back. Always smiling at each other's face, loud on one another behind their backs. Can't stand them, who they are. But we know Heavenly Father is all about, remember when you got nailed on the cross and you died for our sin, Heavenly Father. And they nail your hand. You died for us. But Lord, we say his blood and his body and bread. We pray, Heavenly Father, for you, Heavenly Father. We pray right now, Heavenly Father, to touch those right now, Heavenly Father. We ask him to lift up the Stewart family, lift up Apostle Stewart. And Pastor George Stewart, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up New Orleans, Louisiana. Lord, lift up the whole family in New Orleans, Louisiana, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, to touch, love, and slide down Louisiana as well, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to look around in California, Heavenly Father. Lord, look around, all around in the bomb. We look all around the killing that bully that shot that young man, Heavenly Father, that shot him for nothing. Lord, we ask you to tend to lift up the touch our mind, Lord, to touch our heart, Lord, touch us. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that for all this going on in the world, we ask you to lift it up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up all, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch us in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask you to lift up the Vice President of the United States, Heavenly Father. Lift up the Secretary, Heavenly Father. Lord, touch Harris, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift her up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to touch the woman, the other woman of God. I forgot her name. But Lord, we ask you to lift up right now, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we ask you to lift up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you. And we praise you right now and we thank you, Heavenly Father. Meditation my heart, the strength of my sight. Oh Lord, my strength, my family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give out of praise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon, for your prayers. Thank you.
Yes.
Apostle, are you still there? Are you gone? God bless you all this Easter weekend. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Sheila and all you all that's on the line, I'm still here. I am outside doing some work on my truck. And looking for some stuff that's misplaced right now. But everything is okay.
Everything is kosher. Did you get the gate fixed and the car fixed?
Got the what?
Did you get the gate and the car
fixed? I haven't got the stuff from the people yet, but I ordered stuff and I already took care of my car. So I just wait for them people to send me a check. If they don't, I have to take them to court. That's what I will do. I'll have to take them to court. But my car is fixed. I did the work yesterday. You know, because I'm a skilled technician, so I do a lot of stuff. God has gifted me. So a lot of stuff that people have to pay, I do myself. You know, and I praise the Lord for that gift, you know, because everybody don't have that gift.
Yes.
You know, at my age, I'm still fully anointed, appointed, and approved by God to do a lot of things.
Amen.
You know, that's why my gift is lasting because I don't take advantage of nobody, anybody. You know, I don't take advantage. I trust God for all that I need. There's miracles for me. Wonderful. But the line is open for anyone that wants to respond with a powerful anointed word. I mean, the woman of God just laid that thing out today, like all the other women of God that come on and minister in this church line. They laid out that you can't dispute what God is saying. They put it on the line in such a way that a fool can understand. And I know we don't have no fools on here. We got people that are well-educated and well-tuned to the Spirit of God. So if you were here, you heard it, you know that God spoke through this woman of God. I mean, all week we've been getting the word to take us closer. All week. So, but the line is open. The line is open. If anybody got a song, everybody want to dance, even though we can't see you dancing, you can go on and dance. Give God glory.
Apostle,
go ahead.
I was about to or, you know, attempt to go into prayer, and I was fine. We had a service this morning, and I needed to be there, and I'm glad. And then I was thinking, I was getting on with you, but I also know that this stuff I'm doing is very time-consuming, and I have to go to work today. But then all of a sudden I saw something. Oh, I heard the song, Eat the Bread, Drink the Wine. My love for you has been saved. So I was trying to find the song. I couldn't find the song. And then I saw shedding of blood, and then I came across Spurgeon, and I was back. And by the time I looked up and ate something, it was 11, and I got on late, knowing I'm late. But you said something, and I'd like to hear the highlights. If Phyllis Campbell, are you still on? The mess was given in 1800, and it aligns with what you just said. His word is undisputed, even though people struggle with it, try to understand it, don't agree with it. He argued the shedding of blood, there is no remission, but he presented the case of like, I don't know what you've gone through this week, but how much don't celebrate this time. It's like Christians, I'm going through this, meaning that, and I recognize it's because of the season, the week we're in, the Holy Week. And right now, 22 years ago, he was in the tomb. He was in the tomb. He had not resurrected. And then this message took it back to, you know, when for the remission of sin, how the priests had to go in and how they had to shed the blood a certain way and everything. And, you know, there are a lot of people, they don't want to believe in, they don't want to believe in, but it reminded me in this message, you don't want to believe it or not, this is what God says, and he is the ultimate authority, so we got to bend to what he says. And I didn't hear the message. I did hear what you said about the undisputed word of God in terms of he lays it out, and it's up for us to follow, not what we think. But I also know that I'm just very busy. So I just talked to him. That like when Apostle Washington or you all get in the Word and you're studying and preparing, it's time consuming. So I just want to let you know that's going on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Evangelist here, for that response. All responses are important to us. We just want to know that people are hearing us, and that they're hearing the word of God. And we are, being not pedestal-minded people, we are God-minded people. You know, because a lot of people want to be on the pedestal. I don't care nothing about the pedestal. They can keep the pedestals for themselves. My mind is set on glorifying God. You know, that's where my mind is that if what I do, if we do, glorify the King in the day that we got the opportunity to do it, we have accomplished our assignments. You know what I mean? So that's what it's all about. We only ask people to come on and exercise their gifts. let this exercise be a gift. And tell somebody, yeah, I heard the word, it was good, or yeah, it really touched me, or whatever. You know, that's all about. And when you say that, you make the devil mad. Every time you come on, you don't know how mad you make the devil, people of God, when we exercise that knowing that it's the word of God. Now, knowing that it is the word of God, it makes the devil mad. Either way, the line is open for anyone that want to glorify God. Brother Deacon is already closed out, so nobody wants to say something. So we're going to just tell you all, have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and a glorious Resurrected Sunday. We pray that you hear something tomorrow, that the preachers preach something to draw you closer to the King. Because that's what it is about. That's all it's about, for us to get closer. So have a blessed
Amen.
Evening and blessed weekend.
Yes, for
Let's
all.
Go on tonight. If you get a chance, get on tonight on Brother Deacon line and encourage the deacon. It was just the deacon and I alone was on last night, you know. People say they will go on this line or that line or the next line or the next line for, you know, to have a good time. But we'll come on to just give God some glory. Your brother Deacon, because a lot of times they think that he's not worthy. He's not a big-time preacher, but he serves a big-time God. I want to tell you all that he serves a big-time God. And God really appreciates this man. God appreciates him because he loves God. But either way, I'll see you all later. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Getting out of here now. Bye-bye.
Where you going?